This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we speak, there is an international crisis going on that we are all painfully familiar with and seeing. Day by day, it is getting worse and worse. And that is the crisis of refugees trying to find their way to safer lands, better homes, fleeing on the worst of conditions, on boats that, wallahi, we would not even put animals onto. And they are being shoved in by the dozens, by the hundreds, even though perhaps only it can only take one third of that. And yet, because of what's happening, so many people are fleeing these lands. And yesterday there was a tragic case as well of almost 70 people suffocating to death in a van because they didn't have air to breathe. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, our hearts tremble when we think of such incidents. Innocent women and children. Pictures are found on the internet of bodies of babies. Today I saw one with a diaper on still. That's how young the baby was. Washed up dead onto the shores of Greece. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, words, I don't know what to say, because it's so painful for any parent to see. To see the father who is crying, holding on to his little daughter as they land on the shores. To see a dignified man begging on the streets, holding on to his son or daughter. Wallahi, these are very painful images. And to realize that these are our brothers and sisters in faith. Even in humanity, doesn't matter what their religion is. But it makes it even more so that they're Muslim. But wallahi, even if they were not Muslim, even if they were animals, we're not supposed to treat animals like this. And to see the fact of the matter, and it has to be said, to see the arrogance and the greed of other human beings, not over here, we're not going to let you in. To see people so selfish, they're not even going to give water and bread. To see riot police try to stop these people from simply trying to secure some basic food and water. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, we live towards the end of times where I would say the collective conscience of humanity seems to have almost died. And the sad reality is, these people are fleeing from Muslim lands, from lands that are supposed to be their own bastions, their own ethnicities, their own people. And the dictators of those places, the civil war, has wrought about such destruction, such grief, that there is no hope for them. They would rather risk dying in the ocean. They would rather risk their families and their children being put on dinghies, on little rafts, and go for weeks in the ocean. And every day, not even every week, every day, horror stories emerge of people dying because of lack of water, of boats overflowing, of people being deprived entrance. And we wonder what can be done. And unfortunately, brothers and sisters, I don't know what can be done. I do not know. I am not a politician. I don't have political solutions. But I do know that we need to do something. I do know that we need to organize. We need to help these brothers and sisters out. And I appeal to those of you in this audience that have connections with those agencies. Some of you are from the same ethnicity, the same land. Tell us in this masjid. Tell us what can we do? Where can we donate? At least give some food and water to these people. At least give them some shelter and clothing. I do not know what else can be done. But the point is, people need to start taking action. You can use my voice and my platform. This is what I can do. Tell me the ideas. And I have, alhamdulillah, some platform to spread them. Show me the agencies that can help these people out. Tell us what needs to be done. Can we in this land somehow adopt these refugees? Can we take these orphans and take them and make them our own? You come and tell me these things. And inshallah ta'ala, I promise you, my platform of advertising, of getting this message across to inshallah hundreds of thousands of people, that will be yours. I'm not a politician, but whatever I can do, I will do. But I'm appealing to you. I'm appealing to those of you that know what can be done, that we cannot just sit back and see these images over and over again. What type of Islam is this? Wallahi, what type of religion that we claim to have, that we go about our daily lives and we're not thinking about our brothers and sisters? Yesterday on BBC, there was an interview that, wallahi, it really moved me. A Syrian elderly man was being interviewed, and the interviewer was very sympathetic to him, very nice to him. And he said, "What is your message to those people that don't want you to come to this land?" It was, I believe, Macedonia or Greece, I forgot where. "What is your message to those people who are wanting to stop you from coming in? And they're trying to prevent you. Give me a message I can tell to them." He said, "We are humans just like you. And I pray to God that you never have to suffer the destruction and humiliation that we have had so that we have to go around begging people for help. May Allah protect you from what He's tested us with." This is what the brother was saying. And it was such a moving plea because these people, wallahi, they never ever thought one day that they would have to flee their countries. There was no great famine or great strife. They grew up similar lives to us. But وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This is the qadr of Allah. Nations come and go. Security comes and disappears. And do not feel safe and secure that what is happening over there will not happen where we are. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Never be secure and safe. Never feel, oh, that's not going to happen over here. Never. Because the places where this is happening, everyone in this audience could never have predicted that this would happen. Even 5 years ago. Something impossible to imagine. From the bastions of the land of Sham, from the blessed land of Syria, to see tens of thousands of people, millions of people fleeing. Why? Not because there's no food and water in that land, but because the tyrannical regime has prevented these people from even accessing food and water. From the constant bombing, constant killing, constant civil war. What are you going to do? Of course they have to flee. What else do they have? So my dear brothers and sisters, this second khutbah is not a call of action upon me. It is a call of action upon you. I want you brothers and sisters to tell us as a community and to tell me what can be done to help these people out. And collectively, whatever we can do, we're not going to solve the problem maybe. But here's the point. Allah is not going to ask us, did you save 1 million people? But if we did save one person, maybe that one person will be our ticket to Jannah. We're not going to be responsible for beyond what's our control. But every one of us should give what we can. Every one of us should sacrifice whatever we can. Every one of us should try to alter our lifestyles in the least that we can do. And I say this over and over again every time a tragedy and calamity happens. The least that we can do is to be thankful to Allah for all the blessings He has given us. And that thanks is demonstrated through extra prayer, extra rituals, extra worship, extra sadaqah. That thankfulness isn't just by the tongue. Oh Allah, thank you. Oh Allah, alhamdulillah. That's no. That thankfulness is demonstrated by living a life of humility, a life of humbleness, a life of appreciation. Thank Allah you can hug your daughter before you go to sleep and you're not worried about somebody throwing a bomb on it. Wallahi, I mean, this is such a simple blessing. Thank Allah your sons come home and you're arguing over the most trivial things. And you don't have to worry about where is he going to be fed from. Thank Allah you have air to breathe rather than the 71 people who died because they didn't have air. Think about that. They were literally suffocated in the back of a truck and the drivers, whatever the story, they just left them until they died out of heat and because they didn't have air to breathe. Thank Allah. That should lead us for humility, for thankfulness, for extra worship, extra religiosity. Maybe I can't save all of them, but I can become a better person. I can be more appreciative. I can be a better Muslim, a better human being. And that is at least the minimum that we can do. But I want to do more than the minimum. I don't want just the minimum. I want to go beyond this. And that's why I am challenging you, all of us. We are, mashallah, 500 here. In this city, we're 5,000. In this country, we're 5 million, 10 million. We can't just sit back and scratch our heads and say, what are we going to do? Let's have a call of action. Let's do what we can. I don't know. You tell me. Can we petition our government to increase the refugees? Can we individually sponsor orphans to come and live amongst us? What can we do? But this is a crisis that we cannot just sit back and ignore. Because, wallahi, if we did that, this would mean we have no heart. This would mean we have no sense of iman and humanity. And wallahi, it's not even religiosity. It's humanity. Humanity. Even if animals were being treated like this, the world would become aghast. But unfortunately, it looks like there is hardly any pulse in the rest of the ummah. But at least for us, inshallah, we have to make our excuse in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this is not an empty request from all of you. Tell me what needs to be done, and we will organize, and I will give khutbas about it, and I will post on my Facebook and Twitter, and we will try to do something to help these innocent brothers and sisters. For how long? For how long have they suffered? For how long will they continue to suffer? The least we can do is to try our best to make their situation better. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have pity on us in those attempts. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. اللهم لا تدعنا في هذا اليوم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة.